Hey everyone, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, The Rise of the Microbrands. Lunch with Norm. Lunch with Norm. All right, so today we do have a special guest, and we're going to be talking to about a topic that you don't hear a lot about, but it's an incredible topic. It's about Pinterest ads and how to use Pinterest for your business. So there is a technical glitch going on right now, but we're going to bring on our guest, Babe Mooney, very shortly. So she's just rebooting her computer, and then we'll have her on. But in the meantime, where are you, Kels?
Hello. Welcome.
How are you? You know, I'm not sure. There you are. You're just that little guy, you know. Oh, there you go. Puff out your chest.
Yeah, I'm a big boy.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's me or you, but I think I've noticed that you're kind of glitching out too, but you're okay right now. So I'm not sure. It's just one of those days where internet's been freaking out everywhere. Wow. But anyways, yeah, you're good now though. So okay. That might be my internet. Who knows? But welcome everyone. Welcome to the show. It's good to see everyone. We got a good crowd already. So this is a cool, really cool topic that I think a lot of like Amazon and e-commerce sellers are going to find informative. And yeah, it's going to be great. So smash those like buttons if you're watching from YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. We're over that 800 hump and we're looking for 900 now. So we're hoping to get there soon. And yeah, we've got some exciting stuff. We have some Patreon stuff up and coming soon. We're going to be revamping that. Just stick around for the next couple days and we'll be announcing some fun stuff around that too. But yeah, let us know how your weekend is. Do you have any plans? What are you doing? And have you used Pinterest before? Put that in the comment section. What are your thoughts on it? Have you used it? Have you thought about using it? Yeah.
And Pinterest ads, by the way. So this is a, you know, this is an advertising or a social media platform that Tim Jordan, my partner over at private label Legion, he worked with Bradley Sutton, came up with a, it's called Project X. So if anybody's interested, actually, we should probably create a playlist on Project X in our YouTube channel and just show people how to source product from Pinterest and Etsy. But this is going to be so cool. I used to do a lot on Pinterest because I fit into the Pinterest demographic, the, you know, 35 to 55 year old lady. But anyways, you got that, Kels? Did that go over your head or?
Yeah. No. We're just, we're good to go with Babe.
Okay, very good. Yeah. So first, before you bring her in, I just wanted to say hi to everybody. Say hi to Fatia. Mark's there. Steven. Hey, Steven, I still got to reach out to you because you were one of the winners from the other day. Oh, by the way, the winner for the iPods did reach out to us. So they live in Switzerland, and we're going to be sending that out. So, wow, the global podcast. How about that? Marsha, how are you? Yarrow, Daniel, Tom, there's just a ton of you here today. Simon, good old Simon from last week's podcast. I hope everybody learned a little bit from that. Awesome. That was a great podcast. Whoever Facebook user is, rad. So welcome. And now we have Babe here. So sit back, relax, grab that cup of coffee and enjoy the episode. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, that sounds so much better.
Oh, good.
How are you, Babe?
I'm great.
You know,
it's 9 o'clock in the morning, so no lunch for me today yet.
Oh, you know, I kind of heard like you were a little bit choppy when I signed on, but I heard you talking about Maine. Are you from Maine?
No, we're actually going to take a trip this summer with our RV and go out. We're leaving here. We're in Arizona. In the summer, we're supposed to be gone June, July, August, September, but we are leaving in August so that we can be in Maine for September and October and see the color changes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. My parents' old stomping ground there.
And hopefully miss the tornadoes, but, you know, we're going to risk it.
Yeah. Oh, knock on wood. Hey, for those of us that don't know about you, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. Let's see. I was born. Oh, wait. Don't go that far back. You know, I've owned a lot of brick and mortar businesses, and probably about 20 years ago, I switched and went online and started in the digital marketing space. And my first niche was in the fitness industry, because one of the businesses that I had owned was a fitness facility. So I started working with fitness owners, and I did that for about 5 or 6 years. And then I just started expanding and getting other people. And in my digital business, of course, I did everything. I mean, social media, SEO, websites, and then I went through a phase where I was like ready to retire. I mean, obviously I'm ready to retire. So I downsized, and about 7 years ago, I decided that I needed something that I wanted to focus on and just be almost exclusive. So I started learning Pinterest. And this was before they launched their ads. So I was learning organic and really focused on that. And one of the things that I did so that I could practice is I opened a Shopify store, women's fashion and that. And I decided to use that as my beta test so that I'd have some background in it. And it took me about 6 months to really get the hang of everything. And I started driving traffic to that store and getting sales. And I thought, woohoo, you know. And then it wasn't long after that I started to add ads to my skill set, because I realized that owners probably wouldn't want to wait 6 months for sales.
Right.
Organic is great. It's just not fast enough. So I did. So I started adding Pinterest ads and mastering those. And what I found is that Pinterest ads were, I believe, even better than Facebook ads. They're less expensive. The click-through rate is much higher, and the cost per action is much lower. So that's where I've been niched into now for the last about 7 years.
That's fantastic. You know, this is where, again, if you're a small seller, you know, I always let the small sellers know that, hey, check it out, learn about it, you know, get a taste of it. And then, you know, if you're a medium seller or a larger seller, why try to be an expert in everything?
Absolutely.
Go out and find, you know, that Facebook ads expert, the Pinterest ads expert, and you'll see, and I see this with optimized listings, and I see this with images. Let the expert handle it. At the end of the day, what is, and I'm talking about a full optimized listing and everything else, a few $1,000 or a couple $1,000 or, you know, $1,000, wherever you get, you're getting these consultants or experts from, when you're going to make hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales because of it. So anyways, just something to think about. I don't like, you know, telling people, hey, you got to go with an expert, but learn about it. And why is Grammarly popping up on my screen? Okay. I guess I didn't say something correctly. Anyway, have they got to that point yet?
No, it could edit speech.
Oh man. So I can't wait to talk about this. And anybody who's listening, this is the first time I've talked about Pinterest. I've done Pinterest in the past for some of my, I sell soap, so it's a perfect product to sell on Pinterest. But if anybody is interested and you do have questions, I don't care what the question is. There's no dumb questions. Ask it, you know, and, you know, we've got the right person here to answer it. Okay, So with that being said, where would you like to start? Why don't we talk about maybe, let's start with the demographic. Who uses Pinterest?
Okay, good. Well, about 70% of all pinners are women. And it is changing, and we're starting to see men getting involved in not only in listing, but being a pinner and shoppers and buyers. And so it's not exclusive women. And there are certain niches that obviously sell better on Pinterest than others. And, you know, the home decor, beauty, fashion, jewelry, but also a lot of the men's arts or crafts are doing well. And I've got a digital, it's a multimedia, they're selling electronics and they're doing well. I have an outdoor landscape or an outdoor furniture company that has been with me for ages, and Pinterest has been his number one market advertising platform for him. So it's hard to just say, well, yeah, it's all women. It's not all women, but it is about 70%.
You know, it's interesting. Some people probably notice in some of these, well, the camera angle is a little bit different right now, but you know, I have a couple of tattoos, and the boards that I have on Pinterest, I used to follow all these really incredible tattoo artists and landscape. And I mean, there's so many things that you don't think of when you think of Pinterest. Mm-hmm. One of the things, and I mentioned it a bit earlier, was what Tim Jordan and Bradley did with Project X. They use Pinterest to find products to sell on Amazon, packaging ideas, which is a great idea.
Yeah.
And then just items either on Etsy or in Pinterest that, mm-hmm. you know, are trending.
Right.
And I don't know if you can help out with this, but can you add anything to like product opportunity on Pinterest, ways that people can find products that might be trending?
Well, Pinterest does put out their trend report almost daily and weekly. And so you can, you know, type in Pinterest-trend and see what are the trends that are happening on Pinterest. You can also go in and just using keywords, type in, you know, landscaping, and the pins that show up right away at the top are obviously the most popular. And so that's one way. And Pinterest does very much like all the platforms, they're predictive keywords. So you can, you know, landscaping and then landscaping ideas, landscaping, you know, backyard, landscaping pools. You can start to search through those things. And there is a lot that you can do for finding products and finding niches where people are, maybe they're small, because you, when you search, and you can search by pin or you can search by person, you can search by boards. And I do a lot of searching by boards because I want to see how large the niche is. And you'll learn a lot, because if there's not very many boards out there about a particular item, then it's a smaller niche than what you're maybe looking for.
Okay, before we get any further, we have a giveaway, which I forgot to talk about, which I always do. Babe, do you want to talk about the giveaway?
Sure. One of the things that I found is that a lot of the people that I interact with online have been asking me, how do I do Pinterest? I don't even know it. I can't figure it out. And so there's just not a lot of beginner training.
There is not. Yeah.
Yeah. And so finally, I said, okay, I'm going to do it. So I put together beginner's training. It's only 8 hours. It's going to be on a Tuesday and a Thursday, a Tuesday and a Thursday, and then you're done. And it's going to be where I'll actually be doing it. You'll be watching me and you'll be doing it too. I'll give you homework that you do on Wednesday so that you're ready for Thursday, that type of thing. So at the end of 8 hours, you're going to know how to do Pinterest and you're going to have a lot of your account already done. And so I say, if you're willing to pay me $10 an hour, then this is the right class for you because it's only $80 and it's 8 hours.
That's fantastic. So anyways, we're going to be giving away a training. And yes, Tony Cigar, don't be afraid that we said homework, okay? Anyway, just joking, Tony. Anyway, I'd really like to get into, and guys, if you're listening and you're a bit more advanced to Pinterest, please stick with us. I want to get into the anatomy of Pinterest. Like, what is a board? What is the anatomy of a pin? Let's just talk about that so everybody's talking the same lingo, and then we're going to go forward.
Okay, sure. I think that's one of the things that's really confusing about Pinterest is trying to figure out how everything all fits together. A board, a good way to think of it is it's a file folder, and pins are pictures or ads. And there's in a pin, you need to have a certain criteria for Pinterest to like you. Their ratio is... I just go straight to the size, 1,000 pixels by 1,500. It's a vertical. And so a lot of times when you're importing an image into Pinterest, if from Facebook, it's a horizontal, or from Instagram, it's a square. And so you need to take it into graphic design, and I use Canva. And you can take it in there and create it into the vertical that it needs to be in so that Pinterest will like it. If Pinterest likes it, then they'll show it more. And so the pins are the actual image with call to action, your website, an image of your product on it, and then the description. And you're going to put that onto a board or in a board. So let's say landscaping, you might have a board for backyard landscaping ideas. And so you have a lawnmower that you want to market, then you're going to do a pin for that and you're going to put it in that board. And when you're setting up your Pinterest account, you want to have multiple boards so that pin can be in multiple locations. So maybe it's, mowing your lawn ideas, or best lawnmower, or, lawnmower brands. So that one pin could be in four or five different boards. So it's got more exposure so that when someone comes to Pinterest and they're looking for a lawnmower, they might think, oh man, what's the best lawnmower? And that's what they would type in. And then your board may pop up. And then, of course, your pins.
Very good. Now, by the way, I forgot to mention, how do you enter into the giveaway? It's hashtag we, or I was going to say we love Kelsey. It is Wheel of Kelsey. Yes, your dad loves you, Kelsey. But it's Wheel of Kelsey. And if you tag two people, you'll get an extra entry. Now, that... I've got a question about hashtags. Are there hashtags in Pinterest?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Pinterest is different. It's not a social site, although it is trying to move that way. You can see that. You can use hashtags, and they've come out with, suggesting that you add, up to 20 hashtags. And they're not saying that it works, and they're not saying that it doesn't. So what I teach is, add four or five hashtags at the end, and let them be, your best keywords that you believe somebody's going to search you for. But Pinterest really is a visual search engine, and so If you approach it like you would, you know, Google search, then you'll find that Pinterest can work better for you than thinking of it as it's a social site.
Right. Now you're a brand. So a lot of e-com sellers, Amazon sellers on the call today. Where do you even start? You're a brand, you're trying to get exposure, you're trying to get new business organically. So what would you suggest?
Well, with Pinterest, it's real clear. You want to, if you're an Amazon seller, you want to take your brand, your product, and set it up. And you have a profile, you have username. You want all of those to be keyword rich. So I recommend that when businesses start out, they go into Pinterest and do keyword research from Pinterest and for their product, and they'll start to see and look at other sellers. I'm thinking of Home Depot for some reason. It just popped up in my head. And you can go and you can look at their profile. You can look at their boards. You can look at their pins. You can see their branding. It's real easy. And that's what you need to be doing. You want to make your pins, when they travel out there, to be something that are identifiable. And it's difficult because with Amazon sellers, they don't have that ability to track how thing goes. You know, they're at a disadvantage in that regard. So it's really important that they make sure that their branding is real strong so that when people see them, it comes back to them.
Can you pixel a pin?
Can you what?
Can you pixel a pin?
You can, but not with Amazon.
Okay, so Amazon, you can't use the attribution program to...
Oh, yeah. I've tried that program 3 or 4 different times with different sellers. They all say the same thing. They'll be able to track the clicks, but they can't track add to cart or purchase. Well, Pinterest tracks clicks too, so it really isn't of any value, and it's really disappointing because I was so excited about that when that program came out.
Okay. And the other thing is about the profile. There's an optimized profile in different social media platforms. What about Pinterest? What's the right way to set up your profile? What's the do's and don'ts? How about that?
So, yes. Again, you want it to be keyword rich. You have a very limited number of characters that you can put in there. And on each profile, it automatically starts with your website. So you don't have to say that again. You don't have to say, you know, at GoTo Digital Marketing, you don't have to say that. So you leave out that. Start with short, descriptive, and keyword-rich sentences, and you're only going to get 1 or 2. So sometimes it's just "we offer," and then it's just keyword of whatever your product is. So that, and the username. If your brand isn't a username, drawing a blank, but let's say that it was fitness product. So you may say, you know, fitness equipment, you know, whatever. But if your brand is yoga and you don't have that in your name, then you may leave your name out of the username and use what the keyword is, because it'd be more important for them to be able to find you. Does that make sense?
Yep, makes sense. I guess the other thing we should state too, I guess it's pretty obvious, but you want to sign up for a business account.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of times people will sign up when they're first trying it out as a personal account. You can go in and switch it to a business account, but I found that it tends to make a layered login when you do that. And I recommend that you just start a business account separate. So you have your business and your personal separated.
Okay, very good. All right, the meat and potatoes. How do you get traffic to organic Pinterest or from organic Pinterest?
Okay, well, one, you need to really be focused on what you're doing. And again, remembering that it's a search engine, so you want all of your pins to be branded. You want them to have keywords in the title, in the description, the tags, and a good call to action on your pin. What I recommend is that for every time that you have a product that you want to launch, that you create 5 pins. And those 5 pins need to look different. About a year ago, Pinterest came out with a change, and they used to allow you to create a pin and then broadcast it out to all the groups and all the different boards and everything, that one pin. Now they don't allow that, or they frown on it, so you can get penalized or it just won't be effective. So what I do is I teach that you want to create templates. So you might have a template that has 5 different variations, and then you can put that product into those 5 different variations so that it's totally different looking pins. It can have the same URL and that. But so you create those 5 pins and you post them out, and you want them to be staggered and random so that they're not, you know, one right after the other. Maybe put about a 2-week span in between, and you post them out to all the different boards that you have. And you keep doing that for all the different products. Once that you've cycled through that, you're starting over. You're creating 5 new pins for that same first product, and you keep it going. So there's a lot of work in pin design. But if you're using templates, once you get your template done, you're literally just changing out the image. And so you can pop it in and move on. And so it takes a lot of work. You need to continue to create boards. So you're expanding your reach. You're joining group boards that other people have done. And you're creating group boards that you're inviting other contributors to. So it's a work that's constantly going and moving and changing. It's not like an ad. So it's a lot of manual work, but it's very effective. And this is one of the things that I like to point out, is Pinterest is different than any other platform out there. When you create a pin and you repin it into all the different boards, that pin is eternal. I mean, it's literally out there until you decide to go search down everywhere that it's located and delete it, which you wouldn't do. So it's evergreen. That constant pin is out there. One of my clients, when I started with him, he had run Pinterest for maybe about 2 or 3 months, 2 years earlier. And I started with him and I saw his one pin or 2 pins that were at least 2 years old. They were just incredibly driving traffic to his site, and they were 2 years old, and they weren't anything special. It's just that they had been out there enough times and in enough places that they'd been repinned everywhere. So he just had a lot of, traction with that pin.
So you can drive traffic back to an Amazon listing, an Amazon store, an e-commerce storefront, pretty much anything, correct?
Yes. Yes. And I get a lot of clients that they're Amazon sellers and they also have a Shopify store. And they ask me, you know, well, can I run to both of them? And yeah, you can, but it's going to be really diluted. And so what I recommend is I like to find out what their goal is. If they're wanting to build an email list, then I'll suggest, yeah, let's run to your Shopify store, because then we can do a pop-up and capture that lead. Or if they're just trying to make sales and they have an established Amazon store, then I say, let's go to Amazon, because everybody loves Amazon. And you'll get more sales at your Amazon store than you will at your Shopify store, most likely.
Right. Okay, so Kelsey, are there any questions specifically geared towards organic, and then we'll move into paid?
Specifically for organic, let me just check. I think most of these are for paid, the questions. All right. Tony's asking, how much do your services cost, though?
Free, so isn't it?
For me?
Yeah.
Yes, for you, babe.
Not for me. I'm free.
I actually have some packages, and you can go to my website and see those. And a lot of times what I'll do, what I do is I have to decide what works for you. And if that works, then we can make some different packages and what you need. So I like to do more of a custom when I need it to, you know, with people, but anywhere from my lowest package is, I think, $7.95.
Okay, great. Yeah. So I think, that's, I guess from Rad, he's asking.
Yeah, I'd after like six to get months, into the paid topic first, and then we can hook back, okay, Kels, and go through these questions. And we have a hard cutoff, 1 o'clock
That's
or
right.
before. So let's talk about paid. What do we need to know about Pinterest paid advertising?
Okay. Well, when I take on a client, one of the first things I do is I look at their current account. And most will have some sort of an account. But what I find is that they've not created a credible account. So if they run an ad, one of the things that people want to do is they want to check out this company. And so they'll go back to the account. And if the account is not credible looking and established, then it hurts their click-through rate. So what I do is I recommend that they set up, they may not need as much as if they were doing a organic, but they do need at least, I like to set up 10 boards and have those filled up, have the keywords there, everything as if they were going to do an organic. So that's the first thing, is make sure that they have a credible account. A lot of times I'll go in and I'll look at an account, I'll click on their ad, and then I go look at their account, and there's like two words, and there's nothing in them. And that doesn't give me a good, warm, fuzzy feeling. I'm like, oh, man, okay. So set up a credible account, and then start your ads. And so I'm not sure if I answered the question.
No, I think that's, you know, one of the things that has to happen. It's building. We always say you have to build authority to get trust, to get sales. And I don't care what you're doing. If you're not doing it on Pinterest, or if you're not doing it on Facebook or in your website, or then you're going to miss out on sales.
Yeah.
What kind of discount, or what kind of what's the difference between a Facebook and a Pinterest ad cost wise?
It's significant. And, you know, when remember back when Facebook, before they went public, you could post and you would have thousands of people, you know, see what you posted. And after they went public, you were like lucky if you get, I mean, if you get 100 now, you're like, woohoo! So Pinterest is different in that we're still getting, I mean, millions of views monthly on Pinterest, and wow, just with organic. So when you add ads to that, so, and remember that they're evergreen, so everything stays out there. The cost on Facebook is really much greater. So if I run an ad on Pinterest, a traffic ad, and with Amazon, you can't run conversion ads because you can't put a tag on them. So you can only run traffic. And on your traffic ads, I'm getting something like 13 cents a click on Pinterest. And I can't get that on Facebook.
Yeah.
And that's on an ad. Click-through rates or, you know, anywhere. I always tell my clients that if I get 60% or 0.6% or better on Pinterest, I'm doing good. I always target for about 2.5 on Pinterest. Okay. And for click-through rate. And you're getting that. When I'm using ads for my Shopify owners, then I'm, you know, focusing on conversion ads. And conversion ads are going to be more. Probably I vary at a, depending on the niche, somewhere like 50 cents to $1.50 on a click-through. And I, again, I can't get that on a Facebook ad.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh. With the ads, are there any specific niches that outperform other niches, or niches that might, you just might, you know, just forget about? It's not going to work.
I did have a client. I thought they had a cute product, and it was a retro fashion product, and it just didn't go. It just didn't go. It was too small of a niche, too niche down. And they only had one product. But one of the Shopify stores that I opened was because I had a client who was in the baby niche. And man alive, baby niche is wonderful for Pinterest. And I know that, you know, jewelry is and fashion, but baby just seems to go, and pet. One of the side businesses that I have is I develop Shopify stores, and then I build up their Pinterest and their Facebook and social sites and everything, and then I sell those stores. And so I'm always looking for a niche that's going to do well on Pinterest. And right now I've got a baby and a pet store that I'm marketing. So.
When you're setting
hot niches.
Good. Okay. So when you're setting it up, so you've got Facebook Manager where you can go in and you can select specific interests, or you can build out a lookalike audience. Do you have those options in Pinterest?
Yes, absolutely. They've been progressing right along. And in the beginning, when we first started, they didn't. But yes, now you do. You can actually drill down to age. You can drill to zip code, likes and interests and devices. So you can really target and niche.
You can geo-target. You just were mentioning that you could go right down to a specific location.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, and the lookalike audience?
Build lookalike audiences, and we can import customer lists. We can import email list. And that's really important for local owners because they don't want to be targeting to all the countries that Pinterest markets to. They want to be focused right into their local niche. And so when I'm working with a brick and mortar, that is really important to be able to niche down and get their demographics of what they're looking for.
Okay. So just, I know we've got a hard stop coming up. So if you want to take part in the giveaway, hashtag Wheel of Kelsey, tag two people and get an extra entry. Let's start with some of the questions. And by the way, babe, I don't think you've joined our community yet, but if we have a bunch of questions, would you be able to go back? Because I think we're going to run out of time. Would you be able to come back into the community and answer those questions for us?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah. All right, Kels, it's all the pressure is on you.
All right. From Shafiq, how are home and kitchen categories on Pinterest?
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. In fact, that's one of the next stores that I plan to open is a home and kitchen category store.
One thing we never touched on is you could take these images, repurpose them on Facebook or repurpose them on Amazon Post as well, can't you?
Absolutely. Canva is wonderful. You can create a pin on Canva and then you just click resize, enter in Facebook size, enter in Instagram size, boom, it's done. You just need a little adjustment here and there and you can send them right off.
So you're telling Kelsey it's really easy to do.
Uh-oh.
All right, next question.
All right, next. I believe this is from Marina. I spent $1,000 on advertising on Pinterest in March. Lots of clicks, lots of saves, lots of hearts. Not a lot of sales to justify spending more money. Where do you drive traffic? Do your product page, landing page, collection page?
Yes. You'll drive traffic to all of those. And if you're not getting conversions, then you need to look at what's going on and why that's happening, because that shouldn't be happening.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right. From Santo, how does a seller rank on page one, top of the page on Pinterest? So is there any tips to kind of like boost your pins to the top?
Right. One, it takes some time, and two, keywords, because remember it's a search engine. And then, also making sure that your pins are so important, because just in Facebook, when you're scrolling, if the image isn't, you know, sharp and attractive. I mean, I had an Amazon seller, I was working with her on her Facebook ad, and she created an image that was like shocking, and it was an ape in the tree. And it had nothing to do with her product, but she was able to tie it back in. And I'm like, oh, well done, you know, because it made you stop. And that's a lot of people. They're just cranking out image after image, and they're not looking to see, is it eye catching? Is it giving the message that they want?
Right. Okay. What about Pinterest has come out with something similar to TikTok with the shorts. Right. Have you used those at all?
I have not. Not at all. Okay. They recently came out with stories. And yeah. Again, you can see that Pinterest is trying to move a little bit closer to the social platform. And the problem with the stories is they don't link back to your website. They're not clickable through. And, you know, I'm all about getting the client the click through to the website, because that's where the sales at.
Right. So. I think we had Humner.
Sumner
Hobart on the other day, and I was on his podcast. He was telling me about this, and he's using this to build the brand and to just get exposure on Pinterest.
Yes.
So yeah. Just another, you know, there's TikTok, another set, you know, another video that we have to do, Kels.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. Simon, we've kind of answered this already. What is the main demographic searching Pinterest?
Again, it's 70% women. But I mean, you're seeing brands like Home Depot and all of those that are there, and they're marketing to men and women. So unless the niche is something that just doesn't make sense and I'm not finding it in the search engines, I'm telling clients that come to me that, you know, it might take a little more or it might cost a little more than maybe a baby niche does. But if you're willing to do the ad spend, then you can reach your demographics.
Dr. Cause, does Pinterest work with electronic products?
Absolutely, absolutely. I have a client currently that's what their market is electronics, and they're doing well.
Okay, and I think there's just one more question. So, are there any tips to increase traffic in Pinterest?
I think it's really all about making sure that you're doing enough with Pinterest. Pinterest wants consistency, and you need to do the volume. And I mean, if you've got 100 products and you're doing 5 pins per product, that's a lot of volume. And you're sending that out there, and you're going to need to use something like Tailwind to do the scheduling of that. So, because otherwise you're literally going to be spending your day on Pinterest, and that's not what you want to do. So that would help you have enough volume, and making sure that you're increasing your reach all the time. You're going to add more boards, you're going to join more groups and just keep expanding.
So is that right? Similar? You need to build that engagement, you go into the groups, comment, do like you would on Facebook groups?
No, actually not. Just think of it as a file folder. You just want to put your pin there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of frequency would you use for like a brand? Like, would you want to post? I guess it's more organic, but would you want to post once a week, several times a week, several times a day?
Every day. And that's why you need a scheduler. Otherwise, I mean, you can imagine. And I post for most of my clients, I post 5 to 6 times a day. And those are all different pins, not the same pin over and over. It's all different pins. So you're doing that every single day. That's a lot of pins. And so you have to have the ability to create a lot of pins and schedule it.
Do you have a board specifically targeting like social proof, the people that provide you? Well, it's the influencers, right? Or the brand ambassadors that are holding up your product or using your product just to show that, you know, people really love using your product.
Yeah, that would be a great board. A lot of times the clients will have Instagram boards, mm-hmm. and we'll just create an Instagram board for that.
Import the Instagram directly into Pinterest?
Uh-huh. Oh, nice. Yes, definitely.
Saves a bit of time.
Pardon me?
Saves a bit of time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything you can do to leverage, because it's a lot of work. A lot of times bloggers are starting out. They want to do it themselves, you know, because they need to conserve money. And so they spend a lot of time writing and pinning, but they can build their blog audience up that way.
Okay,
great. We are close to the cutoff time, so I think we might have to save the questions and maybe post them in the Facebook group, and then we'll invite Babe to our Facebook group and see if we can get some answers, or I'll email you the questions and we can answer it that way.
I'd love to get in the group. Thanks.
All right. Fantastic.
Okay. All right. So I guess it's time for the Wheel of Kelsey. So just a second. And here we go.
It's time for the Wheel of Kelsey.
Okay.
It's everyone's favorite time, the Wheel of Kelsey. Okay, so we got lots of entries today. Wheel of Names. There we go. Okay.
Babe, you're popular.
Ooh.
Okay, so I believe I got everyone. I'll just double check just super quickly here, but I believe I grabbed everyone's names. Yep. All right, so for the training, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
You're supposed to sing something, Kels.
That's what the song is for. Oh. Marsha.
She wins again? My God. There's a magnet on that lady's name. All right, Marsha. Well, I guess you already know how this is going to work. But Kels, you're going to email Marsha?
Yes. Email me at k@lunchwithnorm.com. And we'll be good to go.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Babe, we did it.
I know.
You're going to make your 1 o'clock.
I know.
Well, thank you so much for being on. I do want to get you back on to talk about Pinterest even further. There, you know, we just touched on it. Maybe in the next time we could talk about some intermediate or more advanced strategies to go through. But I think this is a starting point. And if anybody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, either on Facebook, mm-hmm. and it's easy, Babe Mooney, message me there, or at the website, go to digitalmarketing.com. And my email, should I give out my email address? BabeMooney@gmail.com.
Now you did it.
Don't spam me.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Babe, for coming on. Enjoy your vacation. You know, the 3 months of vacation that you're going to have.
That's
going to
be so great. I'm so excited.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for today, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the training on Pinterest. Again, we're going to get Babe back, one of these days and talk about intermediate and advanced strategies. Kelsey, you got anything to say?
So if you haven't yet, please like this episode, share it to your friends. If you know anyone that is getting into Pinterest, or if you think that's a good move for their business, tag them in the comment sections. And for anyone new watching, if you're watching from the Facebook site, all of our episodes do go straight over to YouTube. So we have a full bank of all of our videos. We're also making playlists covering all the different topics. So definitely check it out. Hit that subscribe button, ring that bell, all the good stuff. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I think it was a lot of fun. It's a great episode. And I think that's about it.
Kels, who's coming on next week?
Next week we have... Oh,
see if he did his work or not.
We have... Oh,
who do we have?
Just a second.
Hold on, he doesn't have it. Okay, I caught him. Well, okay, while Kelsey's doing that, just...
We have Afalabi. It's Afalabi. We got a sourcing episode.
Okay.
I knew that.
That's Monday. Okay. All right. I'm not going to blame you for anything. But hey, guys, if you want to check out our newsletter, check it out. It comes out every Monday. It comes out every Monday. This pretty much just filled with content. It's on everything. It's social media, how to become a better online seller, digital marketing, a bit of everything. So you just have to go to Lunch with Norm or over to normferrar.com and you can do that. So Afalabi is going to be on Monday. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, noon Central Time. And thank you for watching. We always have a great time here, except when I blooper, but Kelsey has a good time when I, make mistakes and blooper usually every episode. But anyways, we do have a great time and we love having this community and the amount of people that are supporting us. So enjoy your weekend, everybody. Lunch with them.